Demand Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hello, gang. This is High Everback, bringing on a super-duper Christmas Command Performance. A gigantic jamboree with Christmas choral effects by the Richard Davis Choir. Yes, sir, we've trimmed the tree with tinsel and snow, with lots of prize packages sparkling below. We read all your letters, hoping to see what sort of presents would fill you with glee. Your letters kept asking in a manner enthusic for a wonderful guy whose department is music. So, quick as a flash, we got up off our bustle and got you a present named Andy Russell.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, gang.
Well, it's swell having you here, Andy. Gosh, what a widespread Christmas party this is going to be.
That's right, High. This year, some of our troops are celebrating Christmas in tropic heat or freezing cold.
Yeah, and other guys are celebrating it beneath a burning sun or in bone-chilling fog.
Uh-huh, and a lot of other servicemen are stationed outside of California.
Double touche for you.
But anyway, to get the party rolling, High, I brought along a very pretty present for the gang. This gal didn't need Santa Claus to fill her stockings the right way. It's the answer to every G.I.'s craving, that oh-so-luscious Gloria DeHaven.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hiya, Gloria. Say, do you know High Everback here?
Hello, Gloria, you delightful, delicious DeHaven.
Oh, why, hi. Why, you kissed me.
Well, I had to, Gloria. You were standing under the mistletoe.
How could I help it? You've got it tied to the end of your nose.
Honey, that's not mistletoe. It's lettuce. Always happens when I dive into a salad.
Oh, chuckle. Well, Gloria, I understand you brought a Christmas present. A melodic copy of the DeHaven ditty, which the fellas love the most. Somebody Loves Me. So how's about presenting it to us?
Okay, let's mark this one especially for all the gang down in the canal zone. Maestro Perrier?
I've got a question I want to ask you. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. For every boy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you. It was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. I'm clutching at straws just because I may meet him yet. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. For every boy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Ah, wonderful, Gloria. We're certainly lucky to have you at our Christmas party.
Yeah, and Gloria, I just can't take my eyes off that special dress you bought just for this occasion.
Well, thank you. This is Adrian's latest design. He calls this a convertible.
Convertible, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's wonderful, honey, but you have the top down on a night like this.
Oh, fine.
Say, hi, Gloria and I had a great time at your Christmas Eve party last night. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, didn't we have a gay old time? Mm-hmm. We filled a big tub with martinis, and then Grandpa spent an hour ducking for olives.
Yeah, yeah, and then your Grandpa spent an hour ducking for his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we spent the evening ducking for Grandpa. And speaking of elderly people, gang, we have a lovable grandfatherly fellow right here. For this Christmas, we couldn't very well bring you any snow. We couldn't bring you a hunk of the North Pole or Santa Claus's igloo. But we are bringing you a man who has an icicle for a nose. And here he is, my boss, Bob Hope.
How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Christmas Command Hope. Telling all you guys, wherever you are, if you've got $50,000, you too can buy a car. Last joke I'll buy from Madman Munch, you can bet that. Ah, Christmas in Hollywood, and of course everybody's been out Christmas shopping. Shopping, that civilian, for you grab for the nylons, I'll make for the shirts, and I'll be at the Mayo Clinic for you. I went out to do a little shopping myself, and you should have seen the mobs of people. The streets were so crowded, my suspenders broke, and I walked 6 blocks before my pants fell down. Inside the stores, it was even worse. Boy, was it crowded. I never saw so many shopping bags, and there were some pretty girls, too. I went up... I tried to hide it from you. I went up to the second floor on an escalator. You know what an escalator is. That's where you keep right on going up without doing anything yourself. But you should have seen that second floor. The whole crowd moved in the same direction. Whether you liked it or not, you bought a silk nightgown. And on me, it looked good. There was such a mob, I climbed up on a counter to get some air. And before I could climb down, I was sold for $1.98. There was quite a fight going on one counter. They just won a pair of beautiful silk underwear shorts for sale, and a general had hold of one end with both hands, and the civilian was pulling on the other. Just then, a private walked in and saluted. He should be out of the guardhouse by 1954. But the big hit this Christmas... the new cars. A lot of these auto companies have been working on airplanes, and they're still a little confused. In fact, one car is a new speedometer. When it hits 60, a red light flashes. When it hits 75, a bell rings. And when it hits 110, a voice says, "There's been a slight mistake in the assembly line, bud. You better bail out." Really, you should see the wonderful new improvements. The two biggest features are air brakes and unbreakable windshields. You can speed up to 100 miles an hour and stop on a dime. Then you press a special button and a putty knife scrapes you off the windshield. Everything is automatic. In fact, this year you press a button that presses a button. But the best thing in the new cars is a special horn. When you pass a brunette, it plays good, good, good. When you pass a blonde, it plays "That's for me." And when you pass a redhead, it stops and you play. And now, fellas, I'd like you to meet a grand old trooper. This generation loves him as dearly as the last two did. That lovable old singer of songs, Bing Crosby, right? Isn't that pretty?
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day. From the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, here she comes. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, Jim, you better get out the rig. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's got a list of passengers, it's pretty big. And they'll all want lifts down to Brown's Hotel. 'Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed by all limited servicemen with broken hearing devices.
Oh, you're very sweet, Prong Puss. Very sweet.
Listen, Bing, in case you haven't heard, I'm having a big Christmas party tonight.
Free? What kind of a shindig is it going to be?
You haven't got any more of that Gonzaga stuff.
What kind of a shindig?
This kid's going to come up with many a lull here tonight. Where are you?
What'd you say, Daddy?
What kind of a shindig?
Well, it's, wait till I see the shins. But I tell you, I was thinking of making it sort of a costume party.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you're ready. You're what,
Don't you go any further.
Tell me, what do you think that I should come as?
Why don't you come as a man with hair?
Oh, no.
But I'm only kidding, Bing. I think you have a capital dome. Matter of fact, I noticed a little growth of fuzz there this afternoon.
Is that nice?
Mm-hmm.
It's that new octane. Smooth, very smooth stuff.
Goes down easy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bingo, do you think you can get to my party?
I don't know, Bob. I've got to fix up our own tree for my boys. You're familiar with the Crosby Tots, no doubt.
Crosby Tots?
Mm-hmm.
When is Gary's kids getting out of the service?
You want me to talk about...
Thought you'd never make it, old boy. I'd check about that. That's a late reaction, old boy. You get them later, enjoy them longer. Hey, let's go here.
You want to talk about age? You want me to... talking about age, you want me to mention your USO unit at Valley Forge? That kind of... I wait so long to get something in. It's a big...
Well, you got another line. Just
yeah. But you say this is going to be a masquerade party, huh?
Come again?
What are you coming as, really?
I'm coming as the Thin Man.
The Thin Man?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Everybody will think you've got Asta under your vest there. But I'm just in a dither. I don't know how I should appear.
Well, why don't you make up as one of your own horses? Then you wouldn't even have to show. You could just come as a pot of glue or something.
Oh,
you know?
That's well, if I do make it come to your party, I suppose you'll expect some expensive trinket or bauble or something.
Oh, don't let that worry you, Bing. You didn't last year.
You must be jesting. You don't remember my gift?
Oh, yes, very snappy. A mother-of-pearl button hook. I haven't worn shoes like that since my junior prom at Vassar.
Bob, my dear boy, that wasn't for your shoes. I thought you could use it to take a hitch in your stays.
Look who's talking, a flesh dumpling.
Merry Christmas, Bing.
Well, Dinah Shaw.
Well.
Merry Christmas, Dinah. You remember my colleague here, Bob. If it's not a yacht, throw it out, Hope. You remember
that? Oh, sure. I've known Bob since he was a cub.
That's not fair, Dinah. Haven't I always been platonic with you?
Oh, sure. Platonic. That's Hope language. But what did I do with those etchings again?
Are you going to Bob's party, what? Dinah?
Yes, Bing.
I thought it was there somewhere. I thought I saw it.
Are you going
to Bob's party?
Yes, thing I am. As a matter of fact, Bob suggested we have a progressive party. You know, at my house, we have the hors d'oeuvres, turkey, cranberry sauce, dressing, vegetables, dessert, coffee, and brandy. And then we all go over to Bob's house.
What for, to burp?
Johnny, you know very well we're going to do all the eating at my house. All you promised to do was help prepare the stuff. Did you get those hot dogs I sent over?
Hot dogs? All I got was 200 empty skins. What did you expect me to do with them?
Fill them, girl. Fill them.
Well, what with?
Well, you know what with. I sent over 4 turkeys this morning.
Oh, goody. Turkey fertig.
Turkey furters, by the way. He's always pulling those darbs. Say, by the way, Dinah, remember what you promised to lend me?
Oh, Bob, I don't think I can.
Oh, but Dinah, I need it.
Well,
hey, Bob, Dinah might be wearing it herself.
Stay out of this, Blub. You know, Dinah, what I like about it is that it so little holds so much.
Yes, it does.
And it makes it so firm.
Oh, all right, Bob. I'll lend you my ice cream freezer.
Swell. Now, well, you'll have to excuse me now. I've got to type up a big list of presents, I expect. So I'll see you at the party, Don. And how about you, Bing? You in?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I did have a previous engagement.
Oh, you don't have to keep it this year. They can get another baritone in that Salvation Army quartet.
How would the pennies sound so nice? Turkey fritters. Those pennies sound so nice when they hit my tambourine. I'll think it over, Bob. Meanwhile, there's a sure special dangling under the mistletoe. From the top, please. And Miss Dinah?
You got it, Bing. Every day. Through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a way, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. And over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning. Time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Sure.
Thanks a million, Dinah. Thanks a lot. And now, Ken Carpenter, tell me, how can we add a touch of dignity to our Christmas clam bake?
We look at our file under dignified, and there we find cultured, refined, suave Herbert Marshall.
Thank you, Ken, my boy. It was nice of you to ask me over, but I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'm invited to Bob Hope's party again this year.
Oh, what's your hurry, Bart? The party isn't for a little while yet.
No, I have to go to the bank and get some change for tips.
Tips?
Sure. You can't get into that house unless you tip that fat fellow who opens the door.
Well, Bart, that's Bob Hope.
Well, he always takes it. By the way, Ken, who's going to be at the party this year?
Oh, people of great importance. Betty Davis, Luella Parsons, Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, a lot of people.
How do you like that? He left that umbriago.
Jimmy Dorey! Jimmy, I'd like to have you meet Herbert Marshall.
Glad to know you, Mr. Marshall.
It's a pleasure. The happenstance of this fortuitous meeting shall be added to my collection of appreciative enjoyment.
Sometimes I wish I could speak a foreign language. Look at the guy going out there, the guy with the horn. Get rid of that Harry James. You know, sometimes I wish I could speak a foreign language. Where's the page here?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I got it. That Bob Hope prayed for this. By the way, what nationality are you?
I come from England.
Oh, to be sure. That's in London, isn't it?
Yes, just on the outskirts.
It was lucky I met you tonight, Herbert. You don't mind if I call you by your maiden name?
No, please do. Please do.
You know, Bob Hope is going to give a big party tonight. What
yes.
A plug that guy is getting. Let me say it again, will you mind? You know, Bob Hope is going to give a big party tonight.
Yes. I understand it's going to be quite a soiree.
That's all right. I'll leave before the cops come. By the way, Mr. Marshall, you being British and coming from a long line of Brits makes you just the man I'm looking for. I may have a job for you.
A job?
Yes, I need a valet.
You mean...
Yes, I want you to be my gentleman's gentleman.
No, it won't work. We're short one gentleman.
Usher, stand erect. Add a little class to the joint. Repeat that line. I think I got a laugh here. Repeat that line. It won't work.
It won't work. We're short one gentleman.
Well, you can study nights. I got a million of them.
Jimmy, now, would you say that you occupy a social position sufficient to warrant having a manservant?
Indubitably. Why, I'm quite in demand at all social functions.
Really?
That's the way they write these things out of England.
Really? Uh-huh.
Last year, I officially opened the tea season by throwing out the first bag. I often what happened to her since.
I had no idea you were such a pet of society.
Oh, yes. It's a well-known fact that Durandy is practically stinking with charm.
Yeah, you'll pardon my skepticism, but a true gentleman must have a background of generations of culture.
It may interest you to note I have an Anglo-Saxon genealogy. They thought I couldn't pronounce it, the bums.
An Anglo-Saxon... Well, are you sure?
How can I be sure? I don't even know what it means.
Oh, it means that some of your ancestors were born in England. Is that true, Jimmy?
Yes. My great-grandfather, Sir Rumpelbottom Durandy, was an important man in Wickenham County. In the regime of Henry IV, he presided over a big country seat.
Really, yeah.
Yes. But with the event of King Henry V, he fell into political disfavor. He was forced to move the country seat from Wickenham to Twickenham. Then he had to move it from Twickenham to Bickenham. What a dilemma. There he was with a big seat and no place to put it. Just a second. We're ready for a photograph, photographer.
You know, Jimmy, your mentioning the names of those English townships brings back memories of my young manhood. Many is the afternoon we young fellows used to go out hunting quail.
Just a minute. Did you say quail?
Yeah, that's a bird.
Pardon me, I mistook your intentions. but that is neither Telly nor
who.
Mr. Marshall, I need your advice on the proper attire from which to attire myself for the party.
Well, I understand it's formal. Do you have any black trousers?
No, but I can always smear some kiwi on my long underwear.
Now, Jimmy, you can't go to a party in long underwear.
Why not? If things get dull, I can always make a graceful exit through the escape hatch in the back.
Well, Jimmy, seriously, things won't get dull if you sing a song. Why don't you rehearse one right now?
Noble idea, Mr. Marshall.
When it comes to that, I'm a vulture for culture.
I have a season pass at the Metropolitan Opera House. Let me tell you about it. Seeking my favorite diversion last night and feeling in the pink, I stepped into my push-up posted handsome. With my two footmen commanding the poop deck and my Arabian steeds going at a gentle trot, we approaches the theater marquee. And what happens? The red carpet is rolled out. My two footmen descend from the poop deck. They open the door and I steps out. Looking up from the gutter, I said, who told you to remove the running board? Picking myself up and ignoring the stares of the hoi polloi, I makes my entrance gallantly into the Diamond Horseshoe. I looks around. Mrs. Van Schuyler is whispering to Mrs. Murray Hill. Mrs. Murray Hill is whispering to Mrs. Susquehanna. And what are they saying?
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
Is it Superman?
No, it's a bum.
You see, a vicious rumor's been circulated just because I work in a saloon. They say I'm not fit to mingle in any other circle. That's ridiculous. Nightclubs are just a Mr. Hyde part of me. You have yet to meet the Dr. Jekyll. I'm Durante, the patron of the arts, an opera critic and a man of parts. Last week I went to the opera. I loved it. All but one scene. That's where the 350-pound soprano sings to the baritone. She sings, take me in your arms and hold me close. Why, to hold her close, the bum would have to be curved like a banana. Those opera lovers, or rave at Handel's Largo, why, I've heard better music written by Umbriaco. Now, what I say may sound absurd, but believe me, it's true. I've seen every opera, and I'll name them for you. Tales of the Vienna Rolls, Madame Buttermilk, and the Sextet from Lichy Nuts. I coach sopranos and tenors in their parts, 'cause I'm Durante, the patron of the arts. Now, just the other day, they held a meeting at the Metropolitan in the cellar. They said, Jimmy, we're in a hole. You gotta help us out. Stepping up on a soapbox left over from La Bohème, I said, gentlemen, let's analyze this. Now take Romeo and Juliet. Romeo wants to kiss Juliet. But does he say, slip me a smacker, sister? No, he says, give me a kiss, my love. A burning kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss. By the time the guy's ready to kiss her, the fire is out. Facing the committee, I said, there's only one way to save the opera. Get yourself new lyrics that are very chichi. Like, you can have him, I don't want him. He's too fat for me. They all gave thanks from the bottom of their hearts.